College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jaden Daniels spoke yesterday, and when Jaden talks, it matters, folks. I wanted to start here, B. Were you surprised by, I don't know if you stuck around for his availability or not. Jaden obviously has added a little bit of weight, right? And I think you see it in his shoulders and his arms.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also a year older in an NFL weight program. He puts the work in all capacities.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we should be acting like this is just...
And he felt exactly like what you're saying. He he wasn't thrilled with it.
I don't think he minded, but he just thought it was silly.
No, he didn't mind. He didn't like it. I'm telling you from what I know. Yeah. So he's like, I told you I was gonna go work out, and I went and I worked out in the gym.
I personally, as a reporter that was in the room, I didn't ask him about that. I asked some other guys, kind of joking around, and Johnny Newton gave me an awesome answer. I was like, Johnny, you think five looks bigger? He's like, man, I saw him bench at 350, and then he just started dying laughing. I think, as like a silly sidebar story, it's cool. But I think he got like numerous follow ups. Like, can you tell us how much weight you added and stuff? And I'm like,
but like,
man,
when we first started talking about it, the whole my mindset is, as you play in this league, you will get bigger.
Right.
Because you're going to be in the NFL program. You will be getting older. I came to Washington. I was drafted. I was 195 pounds. My first year, I played at 202. The next year, I was 209. Then I was never under 216 again.
And you generally lose weight over the course of the season.
Yeah.
But I don't think fans always understand that. Most guys lose weight during the season.
Yeah.
Because they're just... they're getting grinded to a halt, and you can't eat compared to the work. The only way you gain weight during the season is bad weight.
Yeah, as the people that's doing the wrong stuff.
Right. So, Jaden talked about a lot of interesting stuff. I think perhaps the biggest thing is there are zero changes to this offensive staff.
Mm-hmm.
And you add some players. I mean, things are always going to change somewhat. I want to start Landini with number six. Just talking about the relationships Jaden has specifically with Cliff Kingsbury.
I mean, the main thing is just being comfortable. Like I said, familiar with the play call, familiar how you call plays, and you know what we're trying to accomplish, playing to play out.
That was the abbreviated version. but I Jaden just has such a positive kind of aura about him.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I asked him, and I think this will be number three, Landfill, is I described him earlier. He's the football terminator. Like, he's so singularly focused on ball. And that's a great, great quality. But at the same time, I think anybody, whether you're, Bill Gates or...
you should be.
Or a quarterback. Like, I asked him if he had to, like, almost challenge himself to unplug for a little while. Number three, Lampa.
Jaden, for a guy like you that is just so focused on football all the time, do you have to force yourself to unplug a little in the offseason?
Yeah, I think I did. Obviously, you want to get back to it after... you know, how the season ended, but it's good for you to kind of, you know, unplug and find different ventures and, you know, live a little bit.
But then he goes on to explain that, like, he's not, he's just an introverted dude. And
some people just don't like to go and do all the time, but they have things that they very much enjoy. You know, I like to jump on that bike and go ride. That's not fun for a lot of people. It's fun for me. You know what I mean? I go play golf. I can play golf right here on a bunch of great golf courses. I don't have to always go on the trip to play golf. But other guys have to always go on the trip to play golf. Jaden, he takes – like Art Monk and Daryl Green, I said this before, they would take a week or two off and then they were right back at football. And I wasn't that way at first. I took 3 months. Then I jumped back into it. And then I got to the point of week or two, I was right back at it. And I guess that's why my focus is like it is today.
I think everybody finds their way to do it, right? There's no one.
If it works for you, keep doing it. Don't care about what other people say.
But I think one thing that works for Jaden is just his mental focus and just his. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. With all the silly stuff that gets said around Jaden and his mom, and my point is you've got a young quarterback who's a star, who's really grounded, that's close with his family, and we act like that's a problem.
Yeah.
And then
society basically tells you when you become a level of star in their eyes, you're supposed to get away from your family and then let them be the people that you're close to. To hell with that. One finger salute to that.
Jaden is just himself and comfortable with who he is.
Yes.
I mean, I've never been the type of individual that I could say looks for fame. You know, I'm a very introverted individual. So I just go out there and live my life. I live it. I don't really go too many places. I didn't before that, so I don't think that's going to change for me either.
I don't think it's going to change for him either.
I'm with it.
I think it's...
hey, it's probably best. There ain't nothing out there but trouble looking for you, dog. So do what you do. How you do it, and don't let other people try to influence you to do what they want you to do.
Much has been made, a lot, by a guy named Riss Cussell, about primetime and international games and how bad that is for the team and how much of an inconvenience. And
that has to be a bit. you can't really believe that.
Jaden got asked about playing a lot of primetime, a lot of national games. Number 10, Landini.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that mantra still stands. I don't think we're looking at it as a, you know, we play a Monday night or Sunday night. We're just looking at it like, you know, we're playing this opponent this week on a Sunday, on a Monday. It doesn't matter if we play them on Tuesday, Wednesday. Like, we're just going out there and playing football.
The mantra comes from Dan Quinn, who says, anybody, anywhere, anytime.
I'm with that.
I mean, I that's the right mindset.
Like, I know we would go play Philly at the Vet all the time. And the reporters will always say, man, you worry about that turf? And a lot of people are like, yeah, man. I'm like, can I ask you a question? Are they playing on another surface? No. I said, well, why the hell do we care? If we had to play them in the parking lot, as long as we play on the same damn surface, that's all that matters.
Cold games,
but you
weather
don't think
games.
About it? No, I don't think about it. Because if they got to do it, I'm going to do it. If you think about the turf, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get your ass hurt.
Cold games, weather games, rain games.
Don't make a difference.
Both teams are on the same field, man.
As long as we're on the same field, we're playing the same surface, I can care less.
What about a rebuilt offensive line for Jaden in year two? Obviously, they traded for Laramie Tunsil. They draft Josh Connerly, numero 11. Onse, I think.
Yeah, I mean, those are good additions that we brought in. And obviously, with Adam and his side of the building is doing, you know, you got to trust them with everything that's going on. So obviously I'm excited. Those are two great individuals and we got even more that they brought in. So I'm excited to, you know, get to work with them and still progress and, you know, get ready for camp.
I think Jaden's excited for all the new people and he'd be excited if they didn't change anything. Like that's just how the dude's wired.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different dude.
I think a lot of times what you don't understand is when you're in it, you don't see it like everybody else sees it. You know, when you're in it, you understand what happened. And now you just start thinking about how we're going to work this thing together. It's not the individual anymore. It's just a person, a piece of the puzzle who was just put into that place. It's not necessarily the name of the player, what they did, what you know what they've done. It's like now, okay, when you step into it, you got 22 pieces, well, 11 pieces when you're on offense. And you go, okay, we need to fill these with some legitimate spots. Right now, he got some more spots filled with legitimate pieces.
I just saw this line from the chat from Eric on the YouTube stream. We went from Ryan Fitzpatrick and David Mayo to Jaden Daniels and Bobby Wagner. We deserve this as fans.
I'm with that.
How big of a difference was your rookie year to your second year, B?
It was a big jump. Because, like, when you come in your first year, you're trying to fit in. You're trying to figure out what you're supposed to do. You're trying to learn all your stuff. But that second year, you now know. And now you're beginning, like you had Santana talk about it a lot, when you develop that routine, you know. But Jaden has a routine already. So, but his second year now, he's going to be more familiar with it. He doesn't have to learn his teammates and his body anymore. It's there. Now you just go and act. Like I always say, I always use this example. When you jump on a bicycle, do you ever say, I got to push my right, my left? You just do it, right? And when football gets to be like that, and it starts in your second year, but around that third year, you're on autopilot.
I asked Jaden what it's like in the OTA, the offseason process, where you're not learning the playbook now. Mm-hmm. You're just implementing it.
Yeah.
Getting on the same page with the guys. There's some guys that played with me last year, some new guys, so trying to get them.
Cut out again. The haters. They can't stand us. Who are we? The Commanders.
The Commanders.
Jaden went on to say, you know, I want all my receivers, all my options to view things the same way I view it. And I think that's what this time is perfect for. Mm-hmm. Not to mention they're going to have 6 weeks to do it.
They got some time.
When we come back, you'll hear from head coach Dan Quinn. Phone lines open at noon, folks.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.